So in the month of August, we have been looking at a different school supply each week, and you can see the many school supplies we've looked at. We talked about crayons and markers and all things colorful, and we looked at the body of Christ, the unity that is invited to be held together even in the midst of our diversity. We talked about erasers and Clorox wipes and sanitizer and all things that help make us clean, as we looked at what it means to receive forgiveness and to give forgiveness. And then last week, we brought in paper and pencils and composition books, and we talked about how our own lives are a story that God has written. And God has written that story so that we can share it with the world around us. This morning, we are looking and thinking about backpacks. We've blessed some backpacks this morning. We've brought in some new backpacks. And we're going to talk for the next few minutes about a backpack and connect that with God's word. So I invite you to join me, if you wish, in the book of Galatians. Galatians, the 6th chapter. And I invite you to hear what Paul has to say. And perhaps as you hear these words, you might think of a backpack. Hear now God's word. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work, then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow in the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then whenever we have the opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those in the family of faith. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength and our salvation. Amen. So a backpack, a simple definition, a bag with shoulder straps that allow it to be carried on one's back. Or, as Webster defines it, a load carried on the back. I invite you to think about all those who carry backpacks, students who carry backpacks with work that is completed and graded, with work that is yet to be done. They carry around books with them. Teachers who carry their backpacks around with work that needs to be graded and plans that have been made or plans that need to be brought into fruition. A soldier carries a backpack issued to him or her from the military. It holds the belongings of that soldier as they embark out on a journey to complete a task. Some of our homeless brothers and sisters carry a backpack, and within that backpack are all of their personal belongings. Everything that is theirs is contained within a backpack. A scout who has checked and rechecked his or her backpack before heading out on a 2-day camping adventure, making sure that every last thing is inside of the backpack. So those who carry backpacks, those are just a few examples, and I'm sure you can think of others. But friends, in our spiritual lives, we carry around backpacks as well. Like the students carrying books and the soldier carrying belongings and the homeless carrying anything that they can come about. we carry a backpack and it's filled with our burdens. It's filled with our burdens. In our spiritual lives, we carry around things that weigh us down, things that are heavy upon our shoulders, and we stuff them one after another into a backpack. That once that backpack is placed on our back, it weighs us down. It makes it more and more challenging for us to walk. It makes us hard to stand upright. We want to crouch over because that bag of burdens is so heavy. Our burdens come to us in the form of a medical diagnosis, perhaps for ourselves or for a loved one that we wish we had never heard. Our burdens come sometimes in behavior issues that happen in our homes or in our workplaces, things that make it difficult for us to be in relationship with one another. Our burdens come in the form of a loss of independence, of someone telling us that we can't do something that once was easy for us to do. Burdens of strained relationships, of financial difficulties, of marriages that fall apart, of divorce, of addiction, and the list goes on and on and on. Our fear, our doubt, our guilt, all of those become burdens that heavily weigh us down and fill the backpack of our lives with so much weight that it's hard for us to even figure out how to move, how to stand, and how to walk forward. Paul speaks in the book of Galatians as burdens in terms of sin. Paul calls the burden a transgression. If any of you has a transgression, well, you and I know that our sin weights us down too. So let's just add our sinful nature into that backpack that's already full of all sorts of circumstances, and then we can barely even stand up at all. And then, thanks be to God, we heard the words that Lathan read from us from the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all who are heavy burdened. Come to me, bring me the backpacks of your burdens, and I," says Jesus, "will give you rest. Turn over those burdens, lay them at my feet, and receive the blessing that you are my child, and I love you beyond imagination." And then Paul adds to us that Jesus is offering for us to lay down our burdens at his feet is wonderful and is magnificent and is freeing. And yet sometimes we have a difficult time doing that. And so Paul says to us who are members of the body of Christ, bear one another's burdens. Share the load with each other. Bear one another's burdens. You and I belong to each other. You've heard me say from this place many times before, anyone who belongs to Jesus belongs to anyone who belongs to Jesus. Anyone who belongs to Jesus belongs to anyone who belongs to Jesus. You and I belong to each other. And Paul says to us that we are called to bear, to carry, to share in one another's burdens. So you and I are invited to share and carry the load of the backpack of those who are seated beside us, in front of us, around us, those who are in our community. We are invited to share the load together. I don't know how many of you read those Chicken Soup for the Soul books that came out a number of years ago, but I remember a particular story in one of them, and I can't remember what edition that it came out of so that we could all go back and read it. But it was a story of two boys who were leaving school one day, and one had his backpack on his back, and the other was carrying this huge load of stuff in his arms. And so out of the kindness of the one carrying the backpack's heart, he said, "Let me help you out. Let me take some of your stuff. What are you doing?" "Well, I've unloaded my whole locker." Well, let me help you. You're never going to make it home without all of this stuff in your hands. And so the boy with the backpack took the other boys, some of his stuff out of his hands and loaded it on his own backpack. And they went on their way until they reached the one boy's house and they unloaded all the stuff at the one boy's house. And later on in the story, we find out that the young man who had cleaned out his backpack had planned to commit suicide that night. He had planned to take his life, and so he had cleaned out his entire locker at school so there wouldn't be a mess left behind. And so he was taking everything home with him so that it would be in his room. But the boy who carried the backpack and took some of his load and held it inside was the reason that he chose not to take his own life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I are called to help our brother or our sister in need, to take on some of their books, to take on some of their baggage, to carry their burden, and to walk alongside of each other. As that story points out, we never know the impact our willingness to share burdens might have on someone's life. Bearing one another's burden is often messy. It's often messy to share the load with a brother or a sister because it engages us in some of the hardest, rawest places in a person's life. When we share their burden, when we share their hurt and their pain, we share the deepest hidden places in their lives. And we get privileged to be in those raw moments where we can walk alongside of them and remind them that they are not alone. Bear one another's burdens, says Paul. And then Paul goes on to say, bear one another's burdens, and in this way, you fulfill the law of Christ. When you and I bear one another's burdens, in this way, we fulfill the law of Christ. What you might ask is the law of Christ. Remember the day that Jesus was standing in front of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and they were trying to trick Jesus. And they asked him to say, what is the most important law? What is the most important commandment of all? They wanted to trick him. And Jesus says in beautiful Jesus language, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. When you and I bear one another's burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ because we love God with all that we are and all that we have, and we love our neighbor. We love our brother or our sister. We commit to walk alongside of them, to take on some of their load and help make it our load. The message that some of you appreciated me reading from last week, let me say how the message talks about this. The message says that we stoop down and we reach out to those who are oppressed, share their burdens, and so complete Christ's law. If you think you're too good for that, you are badly deceived, says the message. That interpretation of the Bible. You and I are called to stoop ourselves down, to take a hold of some of the load of our brother and sister in Christ, to love God and to love our neighbor. Paul says in verse 10 that we are to work for the good of all. We are to work for the good of all. So when we share a burden with our friend, with our neighbor, with our coworker, with our spouse, with our child, with someone we don't even know, when we share their burden, we are working for the good of all. Remembering back to that crayon box, that we're all contained within that crayon box. All of us who belong together, all of us who belong to Jesus, contained in that crayon box. When we're sharing burdens, we're working for the good of all. We're making sure that all have the love and the support that they need to make it through this life. And then we're pointing them straight to the cross, where they're invited to lay their burdens at the feet of the cross so that Jesus might give them rest. This church does a good job of working for the good of all, and they do that sometimes in the form of a backpack. In fact, there are some of you that are part of our backpack ministry here, where every so often you help to stuff some food inside of a bag that gets placed in a backpack on a child, that makes sure that that child whose family is food insecure has food on the weekends when they're not in their normal routine of being in the classroom and being in the lunchroom. That backpack that they get to take home for the weekend is working for the good of all. Or then when school's going to be out for a couple of days, there's perhaps even more food that's stuffed into that backpack so that child and that child's family have access to food and the time away from school. Many of our scouts and our United Methodist men that are part of the United Methodist Church at large make sure that soldiers receive and our military personnel receive a devotional book to be tucked inside of their backpack. It's called Strength for Service, and it's issued to those who might be willing to receive it into their backpack, working for the good of all. And Paul says, we work for the good of all, those that we know and those that we don't know. But Paul reminds us first that we must especially work for the good of those who are part of the family of faith. Those of us who are a part of the church, those who are part of a family. In fact, isn't that what church and the body of Christ is supposed to be? An extended family, an extension of the family that God gave you. God gifted you with a church. A church where you inherited some brothers and sisters you wanted, and perhaps some that you wish you hadn't received. And yet, that's what family is. We love each other in spite of sometimes not liking each other. And so to carry and bear one another's burdens and doing good for all, especially, says Paul, the family of faith. This church is your extended family. This morning we celebrate the gifts of Christian education, the ways in which all of us are formed in faith by our extended family. I think about our children, and we practice infant baptism in the United Methodist Church. And when we baptize a child, we as a church family promise to nurture that child and raise him or her in the faith. We promise that child that whatever that child faces in life, we will be with them. When someone joins our congregation, we promise them that we will walk the walk of faith alongside of them. We promise that we will pick up their backpack and carry the load when needed. Because you and I are part of a family, and a family sticks together, and a family loves and cares for one another, especially in the midst of brokenness. Church families I've watched come together in the middle of a crisis and come together and do what they do best, bear one another's burdens. I've been at the hospital when someone has just died, and the church family who's gathered at the hospital disperses from the hospital and goes home to pick up food items for the family who are in the midst of their grief. They go home to the family that is grieving and begin to clean up their kitchen counters. They go and even pet sit for their beloved pets so they're not in a crowded house while family and friends are coming in. I've been with church family, and I've watched church family when a crisis happens and you find yourself in an intensive care unit. and you find whatever ways, church family, to get to the people that you love, to shower them with gifts of baskets of crackers and cookies and things that'll help them through the difficult days ahead. I've watched you, church family, when a baby is born, and you show up with gifts of food abundance. You volunteer your time to come and rock that baby so the mama or the daddy can get just a couple of hours of sleep. Bear one another's burdens, and in that way you fulfill the law of Christ. I recognize that today we all come with burdens. They're tucked away neatly in our backpacks. We have the zippers tightly shut in hopes that no one will see that the reality is we are falling apart. We came here in our nice clothes with our backpacks on our backs, hoping the person next to us won't realize what a difficult time that we're having right now. And Paul says, bear one another's burdens. And in that way, you fulfill the law of Christ. Whatever burden you brought with you today, you are not alone. Those of us here walk with you, walk alongside of you. We want to share the journey with you. And then the best news of all, that Jesus invites us to drop our backpacks, to come to him, all who are heavy burdened, so that he may give you rest. May your load be a little lighter because you turn it over and entrust it to Jesus' care. And as you do that, may your friend to your right, to your left, to your front, or your back be the one that God uses to share the load, to carry the load, and to walk you through the burdens of life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.